technology challenge, but we've solved our technology problem. So we're ready to get started here. And we're going to do that by calling to order first the Board of School Trustees meeting. And then we will have a few business items. And then we'll have our awards, our retirement recognition to follow. So first I'd like to call to order the Board of School Trustees regular meeting on Monday, August 5th, 6:41 p.m. And the agenda for tonight's meeting, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Witt.
Second.
Second by Mr. Bittner. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And that motion does carry. Approval of the minutes of the June 3rd, 2019 meeting, which was our most recent board meeting. Need a motion, please.
Move approval.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schott. Discussion, any corrections or changes? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, that motion does carry. Communication from the audience, current agenda items. Nobody that's signed up. Not seeing any hands going up, so we'll go on to the next item, unfinished business, of which I have none. And we'll go to the consent agenda. We have a number of items that the board has had materials that's gone to each of us in advance of this meeting. Because of the nature of tonight's meeting, we are doing what's called a consent agenda. And there are a number of items on that consent agenda. We'll start with, I need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Dr. Springer. Discussion. All in favor of the consent agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed, hearing none, that motion does carry. We'll move now to academic achievement of the 2019-20 school district initiatives. And Dr. Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Carpenter. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for coming out tonight to celebrate our wonderful staff teachers who have retired and to allow us to give everyone an update with regard to what's going on in our schools. Quickly, just want to look at some of the things that we have been involved with looking to our future in Vision 2021. Our mission, of course, is to create a world-class education system that allows our students to be well-rounded, ethical, innovative, creative, productive, adaptive citizens. And I call this the BAM factor, B-A-M, a big audacious mission. So I thought that was kind of fun. I heard that term a couple weeks ago, and I thought that'd be good to maybe start this. So we have strategic parameters, and as I keep trying to remind myself that everything that we do, all of our decisions have to be made in the best interest of our students and our school district, and our strategic plan is paramount to make that happen, and we'll be focusing on that this year. The 2020 niche rankings came out, and happy to report that for 2020, our school district is still ranked number one in the state. We did drop a few in the national results from 3 down to 16, but out of 10,782, I'm not going to complain. So congratulations to our staff, to our students, to our administrators. So very happy with the things that we're doing and trying to push forward with regards to our academics, as well as our facilities. Our enrollment growth continues to increase. This year we might see a little lull, but overall we've been up about 400 plus students over the last 10 years. Some updates on our RDP projects. Of course, we have the West Lafayette Intermediate School, which we're all very proud of. We've been early. We've had the ribbon cutting for the West Lafayette Elementary School. Of course, all the projects going on at the junior senior high school. Very proud of this school. Opened October 2018, 9 weeks early, and $500,000 under budget. Hard to argue with that. I think that's a great testament to the people that work very hard to make this reality, including Kettle Hutt, KJG, Lefty Troyer, our staff that spent countless hours moving from Happy Hollow to here, our administrators, so well done, everyone. West Lafayette Elementary School, formerly known as Cumberland. We did the ground, the ribbon cutting last week, so total renovation. And we're happy to report that people are starting to move in. Still a few issues going on, but we're happy to cut that ribbon and get that school renovated and up to par. And as I said at the ribbon cutting ceremony, this will be the first time in the history of West Lafayette schools that we have a workable kitchen, an operating kitchen in all of our facilities. So welcome to 2019. Very happy about that. And then our junior senior high school, we've got the project going on with the Richard Wax Aquatic Center. Just broke ground for the James R. Guy Academic Wing, as we're going to call it, the Bob Kelly Performing Arts Center, and our food court. And so these are the RDP projects we're, of course, working on at the junior senior high school. If all goes well, the ribbon cutting for the Richard Wax Aquatic Center, you can put it in your notebook for November 25th. 4 o'clock, November 25th, 4 o'clock, is when we'll have the ribbon cutting for the Richard Wax Aquatic Center, as well as the food court and the pool infill where many new classrooms have been located. So very happy about our progress with all of this and the RDP projects. And as Brad Marley so well said at the ribbon cutting at the West Lafayette Elementary School, we are now investing in our buildings and our facilities. So with that, I've asked our administrators, our directors, to speak with you about the initiatives that are going on in their respective worlds, in their buildings, in their departments. So I want to start out with our building principals, and I'd like Dr. Taggart to begin the process with West Lafayette Elementary School. Dr. Taggart.
And today we have another training session for K-6 in our building. and we're looking at reports and how we can find specific details about what they need academically so that the teachers know what areas to focus on for each individual child. And this has really been a great tool for our teachers. Some got to experience using it last semester. It was very positive. And the training they have had, I think, has really been beneficial. We also have some more training that will come with that after they have a little bit of time to use it. So we'll come back together with our team. Our construction is done. We are adding a few things, like in the library, we're doing some sound keeping to help with the bouncing of the noise from the large space. We also are doing some more in the playground area, so we're adding a gaga sometime in August here. It's being built by our maintenance, our maintenance group. And down the road, possibly looking at some grants and things to be able to add some more playgrounds, playground equipment out there. And finally, we'll be moving our picnic tables from Happy Hollow over to our building now that we know where everything is, so we can have some outdoor areas to be able to go as a classroom, outdoor learning time, or even just a treat for the class, just a chance to be outside as much as possible. So thank you, and Bob.
Thanks, Margaret. Whoever came up with the idea to have this event in this room, a very clever, tactile example of the construction that's happening. This is the biggest room I've ever seen in West Summer. We are about, for the size of corporation we are the most groundbreakingest ribbon cutting school district you ever saw. Why is that?
I don't know.
Not either. But just everything, and I know you've heard it before, but as we're saying again, the price of this, these physical improvements is not cheap. It would be, you wouldn't be the first school board that would pass on some of the things that have happened and are still to come. There's a lot more money being spent, as you know. But I know I don't speak for just myself, but I think for everybody involved in the schools, to thank the board for your support for making Ross's life more difficult. Pay for all these great and needed projects to bring us into the world today. And just briefly, I would say, I'm not really a numbers guy like Ross, but I looked at some numbers today, and we will have about 70 new to West Lafayette school students this year at the junior senior high school. And typically that number is around, it's in the 40s, maybe 50, but 70 is nice to know. And as you might expect, most of those kids will be 7th grade and 9th grade. I don't have the breakdown, but Jennifer said this afternoon we were right at 70 new students to the community. So I mean, it's a district where there are many, many students who go through with their cohort from kindergarten on, but they, so I knew these kids in kindergarten all the way through our senior year, but it's another thing that makes us a diverse place in a real way, which is to have kids dropping in along the way and creating all those other relationships. So I think that's a hallmark of our school that we're still seeing this year. Also, just a couple of quick things at the junior high. We're resurrecting something called Student Ambassadors, which was a great program that we started, and as counselors kind of transitioned in and out, Mary Russell, who did a wonderful job as our junior high counselor, wanted to bring that back. So today we had 7th grade open house, and we had a number of 8th grade students who are serving as ambassadors, and not just for open house, but they're going to remain and be mentors, peer mentors to kids as they come new to our school. So that's a pretty cool thing. We'll be welcoming 12 new faculty members, so a relatively large number again, in math, music, world languages, counseling, facts, health PE, special education, so really across a lot of our curriculum. And in terms of, like, the kids, there is, I think, some wonderful and growing peer mentoring going on with all of our new staff. I realize that's an area of concern. You know, when you bring in these new people, are they going to figure out who we are or what we do? And I think we do. I think we are finding and formalizing this teacher-led mentoring that takes place in our school. And Aaron Smith,
Smith, Carol Letcher, volunteered to do that several years ago, and they haven't given up on it yet. So they have a lot of activities. They've already met with a lot of our new staff this summer. They're meeting with their departments, and they have social events planned and all sorts of ways to support our new staff. So that's really critical, as much as it is for kids to feel welcome for our new staff. So that's great. You already know about the GLCA. I probably talk about it quite a bit. It's something that I think is going to be very exciting for our school, for high school kids, to find those avenues where they can get involved in careers and in many, many cases can leave high school prepared to do a number of different careers right out of high school. Or, in I think this is a misconception some people have with the GLCA, they can certainly take their skills on to, you know, colleges and universities and go from there. So one example real quickly of ways that on the back end of that, our school is going to be supporting GLCA. We got to get kids prepared to take the capstone courses that are available there. So, for example, culinary arts is one that we didn't have a program before May, and we hired an individual named Mrs. Fran Heim, and she comes to us with a lot of training in culinary arts and experiences teaching it to high school kids. So she's coming in, we plugged it in right away, we scraped together enough kids to have one section, so we're going to have intro to culinary arts. And a year ago, I wouldn't have told you that we were doing that because we didn't have anybody qualified to teach it. So we're fortunate to have her join our facts department. And then the idea is that she will, you know, create a group of kids who are ready to go to GLCA if they choose to do that. So there'll be other areas in school, engineering, all different types of engineering. I think we're going to do more to prepare kids who might want to go on and do capstones at GLCA. You know, I think eventually everybody's going to understand that it's not your, the Learning Academy is not your grandfather's vocational education program. It's very, very relevant and meaningful and useful for many students, and I think it'll just continue to grow. I think it will. Medical professions, aeronautical programming, engineering, and so forth. So that's an example. And of course, we're not going to fix things that aren't broken. So we know an outstanding tradition of coursework and plan to study for our high school, West Lafayette. We're not going to give up on that in any way, and we're going to continue to find ways to improve what we're already doing well, we think. So thanks for all your support for our schools. And Shelby Johnson.
Thank you. I'd like to start by introducing Tracy Holtman, who will be our elementary coordinator. Tracy worked for West Lafayette Junior Senior High School for 15 years. However, she was working for class, so we're glad to finally have her on the West Lafayette team officially. She also is the district's therapeutic crisis intervention trainer. That meant when they couldn't attend school, they were still receiving the same rigorous curriculum that we offer.
thanks for the opportunity to talk here tonight to update a few things that are going on in the athletics department. First off, the beginning of summer, getting nice off hours. It's great to bring that back. I've been here without it. We had nearly 100 participants at Coyote Crossing. Followed that up with a nice social protocol on the waltz at West Side. So that was enjoyable. I think it was a good time for all. It was great to get together with some of our business supporters and alumni and administrators and teachers and so on. The last board meeting I attended, I was with soccer coach Aaron Cook, and we were seeking board's approval to continue with a pretty extensive soccer project. So it's kind of cool to get to come back and report that everything we talked about and everything we kind of Aaron promised us has come true. And the soccer team has a beautiful brand new surface. Soccer's late, and Ken Sand, Larry Daly, their staff, the athletic. Facility department have done a great job taking care of that, and it was really fantastic. They improved the drainage and the irrigation, and kind of have a better plan in place to continue to maintain that facility and take care of it the way that it should. So that's great, but kind of more importantly about the project, in the last meeting, Aaron Cook was here, and we got to talk a little bit about it. Aaron, the Westside alumni, playing soccer at West Lafayette, and the amount of money that he was able to generate through fundraising, it ended up being nearly $89,000, which is pretty remarkable. So I think all of these invoices have been paid really by money that Aaron Cook ran out and fundraised, and with the help of Lindsay Walls and the foundation, continuing to pay these invoices, and then the last excited about that. Everybody went to the school corporation, saving money, the kids get a nice new facility. We've got plans in place to maintain and take care of, so that's pretty exciting. Also, some changes in the athletic department staff. Obviously, it's my opinion on Mrs. Boggs for her years of service. We're lucky she can maybe still be around and kind of continue to help myself and coaches. Mrs. Slaughter's kind of moving into the athletic department as secretary. She brings a tremendous amount of experience herself and the athletic and also just her knowledge of athletics in general, her knowledge of the school and the students and the staff. I'm in a really good position with that. And then also kind of an addition to them, this year again, with the verbal and support board, instead of having, maybe two different teachers with an hour a day to kind of contribute to the athletic department. Now we're kind of taking one teacher, she's going to have 3 full hours, basically her entire afternoon, dedicated to the athletic department. And that's a pretty big step for us. And with that, Jane Shaw will be joining me and Kathy and others in the athletics department as an assistant athletics director. And with that, I would say I see the goal not as just being a manager of athletic events, but hopefully kind of becoming a more transformational department. And Jane, just a tremendous life experience as a former player, high-level student athletes, an excellent parent, a great teacher, a coach herself. It's going to really provide a nice mentor for all of our coaches, in particular our young coaches, say more specifically some of our younger female coaches. It would be great to have that female role model in this position, and we appreciate the support from the board and the school administrators. Looking forward to that. And then last, I'll end with next Monday. We'll have a fall meeting night. So we don't have a cafeteria or a kitchen quite in the middle, but instead of having fish dinner or chicken dinner, with food trucks and the parking lots, no cost for admission, people can save their money or do something. Again, thank you.
Thank you. So I'll just give a quick update on the food service department. We've had a lot of changes. We no longer have to satellite, so we are very excited about that. We've done a lot of hiring over the summer. We have about 26 employees now. We have a manager at each location. Here is Aaron Liu. At the elementary school, it's Courtney Foster. And at the high school at Ivan Belinsky. We had lots of change, and we are looking forward to the opening of the food court. So what we're working on right now is creating a menu that'll be really enticing for everybody, and we're just looking forward to that new era for us. And
thank you, Courtney. Good evening, everyone. Brandon Hamilton, IT Director. Thought I would start off with just kind of summarizing some of the work we've been doing during last year and even into the summer. I'll start with some of the infrastructure upgrades, because that's everybody's favorite. So we've really been trying to scale back our data centers, the servers, the actual physical machines that we keep on hand to have more of a more efficient, more green, cheaper to run data center, and also more highly available. And what I mean by that is having less physical devices, we can keep those split between the high school and also the intermediate school. And so with that, we can migrate servers live while people are using them between the junior senior high school and our primary server site, which is the intermediate school. So there's been a lot of work on the back end infrastructure to make, obviously with the school opening this last year, making this our primary data center where everything is pretty much running out of right now. So a lot of work going into that. Moving along to some of the initiatives that we've been working on outside of infrastructure, the K-6 principals spoke briefly about NWEA. We also have other software initiatives that we've been implementing. One of those is Lightspeed Relay, which is a content filtering solution, cloud solution. We've worked on implementing Canvas at the junior senior high school. This will allow for teachers to use a digital classroom environment that will already be set up for them day one when they come to work, but they don't have to worry about building out their classes and having students. You know, a lot of automation that we can make happen through software. And so we've really been looking at those initiatives and finding ways we can automate processes to improve workflow all throughout the corporation. You know, looking forward to this next year, I'll say four even 5 years ago, we maybe had three parts of mobile devices at some of these schools, at our schools. And we've since obviously brought in a set for each classroom here at the intermediate, 1,000 devices. We brought in even more last year at the elementary school, another 300 to 400. And with that, with the implementation of Lightspeed Relay, also we have Lightspeed Relay Classroom, which is a nice tool, especially K-6, to provide even more granularity for filtering students in their class, whitelisting only certain sites to keep those kids on track. With that, talking about bringing in all the devices that we brought in, an important task that we need to work on here is finding a way to a sustainable model for device replacements over time. And I think at the high school, we really need to have those, to have a device in each student's hands. And so we want to work on finding a policy and implementing a policy that would be our e-learning initiative, our one-to-one initiative that we can work on. I think for our teachers to be able to take advantage of all the tools that we have, and obviously with bringing in all these devices, they rely on them daily. Utilization has grown tremendously over the years as we've brought in more devices. So we want to do that for our teachers and our students. Doug Caldwell, Transportation Director.
Good evening. Busy time for transportation. I moved into this year, a lot more responsibilities for the transportation department related to service decentralization of the last program to Career Academy. We've had to create 4 new drivers, which requires 6 buses from the Lockheed State Corporation, using not only 4 of the related services program, but our Career Academy, who have a big one of those buses. We utilize that. I'm going to purchase a brand new bus. related services have been very challenging for a small corporation. We were operating on a small part-time care of the way it was. We no longer had the availability of hundreds of drivers for the city bus. We were down to our 8 people with a set of routes. So those times were not allowed. We've been able to increase our staff in a way through some restructuring and reassignments where we should have every day the individual who would be available to provide something. Quickly on our related services, health care, walking in the kids. They not only attend our buildings, pretty well considered in our population, but we have children who attend four different locations in Hopkins School Corporation, three locations in the County School Corporation, and one student actually, we have a transport to have a personal. Challenging for transportation this year is not only bringing off the West Lafayette School calendar, we have to have on West Lafayette, we have to abide by Lafayette School Corporation school calendar, and we have a school calendar based on where those students attend. So, as we move forward in more responsibility on transportation, we'll have to narrow down, maybe consolidate some stuff in order to get all the students up to where they need.
Thank you. I've asked Ross, our CFO, to give you a brief update with regards to debt service, our state tuition support, some other factors to be mindful of over the next few years.
Thank you, Rocky. I asked Rocky, if we're going to talk about her financial review in 2 minutes, he said it'll make it light. So I'll just make it short, that'll be light. So 4 points, state tuition, go back 2009, we were 6,100 per student. In 2015, it dropped to a low of 4,886. Currently, we're 5,352, so you can see, thanks, Rob and Sheila, at least you're pushing it back up. You know, it's coming back up, back to where 2009 levels were. But what happens, then our enrollment went up 23% from 2009. And our support per student is 13% less. So what do? You have more students, you have more costs, but your money per student is less. So the only way you're gonna get more money is have more students. Well, we've done that. Plus, in addition to that, we have Rocky, which one do I push? Oh, okay. So thanks to the board and Rocky's leadership, the community support, a referendum to help offset the shortfall of funding. And through that, we started in 2011, we had for 7 years. In 17, the voters approved the renewal for another 7 years, 94%. So that was a great job for the board and Rocky to get that support. And this current referendum goes through 2024. As you can see, we didn't have a referendum in the programs that I noted up there, art, music, extracurricular, teacher raises, new staff, we probably would not have any of those programs. Another key factor in finance for the school is assessed valuation, which is property values in the homes or businesses in the community. So when we were back in 13 making projections on how we're going to do all these construction projects, we had estimated cost on construction, we had estimated cost on assessed valuation, because that raises the taxes to pay the debt service. You know, that's 2013. We've seen a lot of changes since then. We've seen construction costs go up. We've seen the AV with some steady growth. However, we had in 2018 the 5% decline in AV due to calculation error in the auditor's office, so that threw off our projections on managing the debt service. So as we look ahead to finish our construction projects, you know, the board and Rocky and I have to take a serious look about how this reduction in the AV has affected our projections, along with the construction increase that we're going to need either have increased fundraising and or a combination of possible a debt tax rate increase a few years down the road. So it's going to take management each year to try to keep our goals to keep the tax rate level, but it's going to take some creative issues and things here to keep that level. Lastly, as I mentioned, as we manage this, you know, again, as I mentioned about the tax rate, we're going to have to manage it. I can talk about that already pretty much. So it's going to be, you know, we're okay the next couple of years, but as bids come in on other projects, we're going to have to analyze where we're at. So that's my story. The only other thing for the board, we're working on the 2020 budget and doing some projections there. We have a budget hearing along with the budget adoption probably in October.
As you can see here, that everyone's working hard to take care of all of our students and our staff. One thing I'm very proud of is the partnership we have with our teachers, with our staff, and have asked Mary Dell and Andy, co-presidents of the WLEA, to share in tonight's presentation and just talk a little bit about the support for our teachers and the ongoing needed support for our teachers throughout our state. So Andy and Mary Dell.
Thank you, Rocky. Thank you, school board. Thank you, community, for all of your support and the opportunity to speak tonight. We appreciate our school board and the collaboration that we share. We're fortunate to be working together with you on many things. Contract negotiations are now in progress, and without tipping our hand too much, I think we can safely say that things are going quite well. We have a common goal, and that is to make this next contract equitable in terms of years of experience and education, and things are going quite well. We're in the weeds in terms of figuring out how exactly to accomplish that goal. Our Red for Ed movement events, we've had great community and board and lucky support. We had the walk-in last spring, which actually our school corporation led that effort, and a number of other school corporations followed suit. We were kind of leaders in Central Indiana in that respect. We enjoyed a march to the county fair a couple of weeks ago. More than 100 people participated in that. Sheila Clinker is always there on hand, and Ron Halting, and it was a great event. Coming up, hopefully, the Wednesday after Labor Day, September 4th, we'll have a grade-in on the courthouse steps. What is a grade-in? Well, someone at Newkirk once said to me, isn't it great that teachers get summers off and you get to end your day at 3 p.m.? And I just kind of gave her the stink eye, you know. So we're going to go, hopefully, to the courthouse with our grading and get our work done. Well, a few supporters have helped, if you have public education signs and things like that. So those are some things coming up. We have a few other things we're looking forward to.
We just wanted to say that we're looking forward to welcoming back the staff on Wednesday, which has snuck up on us very quickly, like it does every summer. We're looking forward to collaborating with our peers and our co-educators at the town hall meeting that's scheduled for September 19th. It takes place in the evening over at the Junior Senior High. September 19th. And then we just want to thank you, the board, and everyone for your support, and we're anticipating another really great year.
Our initiatives for this school year include improving communications. As Andy and Mary Dell said, we're going to host the State of Indiana Public Schools Town Hall September 19th, 6:30 p.m., starring Dr. Larry Bohr, Dr. Jennifer McCormick, and Dr. J.T. Coopin. It's an all-star lineup. And you're going to hear, I think, a lot of information about the legislative impact on public schools. You're going to hear about what's going on behind the scenes at the Department of Education. And J.T. Coopin's going to talk about how community members can support their respective public schools. One of the things we're proud of this year, we're going to institute professional development within our school district calendar. So on September 23rd, our staff are going to have the privilege of hearing from Dr. Tom Guskey. And at your place, I believe, you have one of his books on your mark, and all of our staff members are going to get one of his books, or that particular book. And then on February 28th, we have Dr. Todd Whitting. We are going to work heavily on our strategic plan with the Reimagining West Lafayette Schools Committee. We need to do continued fundraising for our RDP projects. And then during this school year, we're going to have conversations about special education, the decentralizing class, transportation, opening the new facilities. We're going to talk about school start and stop times and preparing for the new IDOE accountability model, which starts in 2022. And if you're in for riveted reading, read what's happening to public schools in 2022. So Scarlett and Gray, the Westside Way Student Focus and Future Planning. So before we get to the reception for our retirees and have this great celebration, this is your chance. This is probably once every year you get everyone together where you have a question or would like to need some more information. Any of our administrators, directors, myself, boss would be happy to answer.
Presentations were absolutely perfect. But no, we appreciate everyone's input, and it is very informative for us to hear kind of as a groundswell or a 35,000 feet view of what is going on in a relatively abbreviated fashion. But we appreciate everything that everybody does. Does anybody else have anything else they want to add to the table? We will start now we've looked forward as much as possible with that in the last half hour, but now we're going to look back at some of our best educators and folks that helped us in the entire West Lafayette school system for many, many years. And I wanna, what we're gonna do tonight is I'll bring each individual up, and then read a little bio just to embarrass you. And then I will have give you time to rebut or to make some comments as well. And then at the end, we'll have also our legislators come up and say a few words. We have some bell and also some other plaques and things there for you as well, and give that to you as each individual comes up. So we'll bring up Joyce Gates. You get to come up first. And Joyce is walking up. Joyce has graduated from Purdue University in 1975. That's not possible, but true, with a bachelor's degree in math education. She also received training at Western Illinois University, the University of Iowa, Rutgers, and St. Joe College. And Joyce taught in several school districts in Indiana and in Iowa, and she taught math at Lafayette Catholic Schools from 1996 to 2006. In 2006, she came to and was hired to teach math at West Lafayette Junior Senior High School. She's taught geometry and AP calculus for West Lafayette schools for 13 years with a total of 26 years as an educator. West Lafayette Junior Senior High School Principal Ron Schreiber said Joyce Gates came to our school as an experienced teacher. She came right in prepared with high quality lessons that challenged her students every day. Her focus was always on helping students discover math in ways that made sense for their unique styles of learning. And I just got a text from my daughter, and she said, Joyce Gates, she was great. And she also said she really helped her get both my children had her, and I was really glad that she was patient with both of them. Luckily, they had more math skills than I do, but they were really, she did a fantastic job of access to that person. The head of the math department at West Lafayette Junior High School, Mr. Polk, said Mrs. Gates is a wonderful colleague and provided a constant source of encouragement. She is a champion of giving students opportunities and providing them with the resources to be successful and achieve their goals. Teachers like Joyce Gates cannot be replaced and will always be remembered. And Mrs. Gates, who always kept the bar high, served her students, our school, and our community with class and integrity. And on behalf of my colleagues on the board, I want to thank you for your service in West Lafayette schools. Would you like to say a few words?
So, I have a lot to say, but when I came to West Lafayette in 2006, I had a lot of people congratulating me on getting a job. And at the time, I thought, so what? It's just another school. I just taught at a great school. And I really didn't feel like I didn't feel so. I kept my mouth shut for a couple of years. And then I started to realize that
And then we'll keep those. Next up is Mrs. Marga Snyder. Marga has received her bachelor's degree in education from the University of Michigan in 1978. In 1989, she earned a graduate endorsement of special ed from Eastern Michigan. While teaching in Colorado, she continued study in the field of special education at the University of Colorado and in the University of Northern Colorado. She taught schools in Ann Arbor, Michigan and Greenwood Village, Colorado, before coming to West Lafayette, where she was hired as a special education teacher at Happy Hollow in 2001. And in 2013, she moved into a sixth grade teacher position. Marga has been an educator for 28 years. Over the years, Mrs. Snyder was blessed to have worked with some exceptional paraprofessionals, teachers, and administrators, who she was very proud to call colleagues and for whom she had the greatest respect and admiration. Memories of working with these people are teachers she will always, treasures, I should say, she will always cherish. The greatest reward she received was when students told her that they now enjoyed a particular topic and that they could not have gotten to that point without her. In sixth grade, teacher Laura Falk said, "Mrs. Snyder and I hit it off immediately. We merged our philosophies and personalities seamlessly. And Mrs. Snyder was a wonderful mentor." She was. She was always there for me with ideas, advice, and laughter. We built a great partnership, which I value every day. While I am so excited for her new adventures, I will truly miss her in my daily life. In West Lafayette Intermediate School, Principal Marcus Arrow said, "Mrs. Snyder is a quiet, thoughtful teacher. She's reflective in the classroom. Students were challenged to think about different points of view, creating real-life connections for him. Mrs. Snyder will be missed. I hope she enjoys retirement and continues to do what she loves, whether that's gardening, spending time with her family, or substitute teaching for a favorite school." Maria, congratulations.
Thank you. So, it's my turn to thank people for giving me this great job and allowing me to have this experience. I guess I've been here for 18 years, so a lot of people anymore, but some of you will remember Bob Forrester. I was really lucky to work with him as a principal and he hired me and
next up is Angie Blessing. Angie is graduated from the University of Cincinnati in 1974 with a bachelor's degree in music. She graduated from Ball State in 1980 with a master's degree also in music. Prior to coming to West Lafayette Schools, Mrs. Blessing was employed with Northside Christian School, Baldwin Music Education Center in Makota School District in Ohio, teaching music theory and appreciation, piano, and choir. She was also the director of music for the First United Methodist Church in West Lafayette and a private piano teacher for over 20 years. Mrs. Blessing has worked as an arranger and producer in recording studios and has been a professional pianist throughout Indiana. She was hired at Cumberland, now West Lafayette Elementary School, get that in there, in 2006 as a music teacher, and she has been an Indiana educator for 14 years. She loves the awakening of students' musical awareness and knowledge. She said she learned that students can achieve remarkable goals if they enjoy the learning process. She thanks the West Lafayette School administrators, school board, parents, and colleagues for all the help and support throughout the years. Sarah Delaney, the assistant principal at West Lafayette Elementary, had this to say about Angie. Mrs. Blessing has been a valuable asset to the music department for many years. She has always been positive, energetic, and genuine in her love of her students, staff, and her subject. She has helped countless students to help their musical talents and has helped to teach all of us to love the sound of the recording. Her musical performances have showcased the talents of all students. She will be missed as a colleague by us all, and we look forward to hearing about her new endeavors, and we'll forever think of her when we hear a softly squeaking recorder play the Cha-Cha Chihuahua song. It's true. And Amber Taggart, principal at West Lafayette Elementary, also said Mrs. Blessing did an amazing job of bringing music from the world to our students, both instrumentally and chorally. Her love for music was contagious. All of us, from students to administration, were blessed to have learned from her. Thank you, Angie, so much for all that you've done for West Lafayette students.
For their support and the school board and Rodney and Dr. Taggart and the former principal Kim Powers also. And I'd like to thank all of my colleagues at Cumberland for all their help and support, as well as my husband John. And he was very encouraging to me as well. And I want to thank all of the teachers that also our son Thomas, who graduated in 2005 from Westside, and I went to when he was going to the high school. I just wanted I was very happy with how he was being taught, and when the position here came up, I decided to see if I would be hired also. So I was very thankful that I could teach in this school district, and for all of the support and all of the supplies that I would have ever needed. So it is wonderful. Thank you very much.
Being a West Lafayette grad herself, along with her grandfather, father, husband, and three children. She graduated from Ball State in 1974 with a bachelor's degree in elementary education, and she was hired at Wharton Elementary as a first grade teacher in the fall of 1975. She completed a master's degree in education from Purdue in 1980, and in 1985, Sharon moved into Happy Hollow Elementary and continued to teach first grade. Then in 1998, she moved over to Cumberland Elementary to continue to teach first grade, and she's taught for the West Lafayette Community School Corporation for 44 years. Impressive credential. Mrs. Smith was known at the elementary school for her dedication to developing a curriculum that captured the innovation and imagination of her students. She worked with other teachers to research and develop a multi-age program at Cumberland to engage students with hands-on activities as they explored a variety of topics in math,
science, and social studies. Her dedication to meaningful and individual instruction of each of her students made her a standout teacher who will be missed by all at the West Lafayette Elementary School. And Assistant Principal Sarah Delaney said, Mrs. Smith has always been a student-first teacher. She's planned exciting lessons, projects, and activities to engage her learners. She always took great care to involve families and invited them to family share nights and many plays that her students put on. Sharon feeds off the energy of the students, and she will be missed in the classroom, but I'm sure we'll be seeing her around. If anyone wants to learn how to play pickleball, talk to Sharon, and she'll be happy to give you a lesson. I heard that's true. Principal Amber Taggart said she did an excellent job of involving students in classroom learning and loved all learners of all types. She laughed with her students, and although she may describe herself as a little bit crazy, but we think she is absolutely awesome. Sharon, for all your years of service, we thank you very much.
Listening to Alan go through my resume, it sounds as if I could not keep a job over years. That wasn't the case. I just moved around quite a bit. I had some great experiences, but none of those experiences were any greater than the ones I've had here. I spent roughly a third of my career here as a Red Devil. I consider myself a Red Devil and also forever because of the great people that I've worked with here, the great students that I've had the opportunity to be around, great teachers who have motivated me to do as good a job as I can do in my jobs, my various jobs. I guess one of the things about retiring is you think, reflect back, maybe you have more time to reflect back and think, and you probably should. And like with Sharon's 44 years, I think back to my 44 years. My first teaching job, I literally got the Friday before school started. And it was in a tiny school that had radiator heat. We had to scrape the windows in the winter because they froze over. We had homemade lunches. We had kids who lived in Naked City, which was the nudist colony that was just down the road. So it was a wide variety of different experiences. And I started with that experience, and I ended my career at the number one school in the state of Indiana. So it's been a great ride. I've enjoyed every moment of it. I appreciate my family and friends being here tonight. My lovely wife, Kathy, who has supported me every step of the way, who's kicked me in the rear end a few times when I needed it. And my three great daughters who are all Westside alums. So thank you very much for this honor. I'll just end with the words of that great New York Yankee philosopher, Yogi Berra, who said, "Thank you for making this night necessary."
Next up is Mr. Jim Tyne. Jim graduated from Ball State in 1981 with a bachelor's degree. He was the director of food service for West Lafayette Community School Corporation from 2009 to 2018, and he is currently the catering manager in the school district. Prior to his work for the Westside Schools, Jim was employed as food service director by the Indiana Veterans Home from 2007 to 2009, and by Logan Sports State Hospital from 2005 to 2007. Jim also served as an employee of the U.S. Food Service, Cisco Food Service, Atlas Restaurant Supply Company, and AJ Restaurant Supply Company. Mr. Tyner has served the students and staff at West Lafayette for 10 years and has done a great job. As Dr. Killian says, I deeply, deeply appreciate Jim and what he did to transform the food service program in our corporation. When I arrived, West Lafayette Food Service was struggling due to outsourcing. When Jim was appointed, he was tasked with improving the food service program and with enticing students to participate in school lunch. He did both. I'm grateful. He was always trying to find ways to better the food service program, and I know the students miss him. And Mr. Schreiner said Jim's cheerful outlook and friendly demeanor towards staff and students went a long way towards increasing participation in our food service program after many years of declining numbers. In a fast-paced business where the goal is to get everyone fed on their way, they're always happy. Jim had a real gift for moving quickly but still making sure that the kids had fun standing in line and teaching patience towards each other and the food service staff. Jim also pioneered the breakfast program and has become successful and highly anticipated by students and staff alike. Jim's work at West Lafayette created a great foundation for future growth. Jim, we have on behalf of the board, thank you for your years of service and dedication to our corporation. Thanks so much.
I want to thank Robbie for hiring me personally in 2009 in Western Maryland and school board for believing in me and keeping the program going and thriving. And Courtney, I want to wish you the best of success in the future. I know that the program is expanding and it's continuous expanding. And last, I want to thank, I want to thank the staff of all three schools and the school corporation for your support. And last, I want to thank you.
because we're local, I'm going to be a little bit local here, a little local. I'm not going to say that you've got your props, but I will stay closer to you and say that Patty Vaugus, I think those are Patty is anyway, but wanted to say that we're a graduate of West Lafayette Central Junior High School in Austin, Indiana. Prior to coming to West Lafayette, she worked for South Newton Junior Senior High for 17 years in the office as both the secretary and later the school treasurer. In 1995, Patty was hired at Westside as the secretary to the athletic director. And Mrs. Vaugus also served as the extracurricular activities treasurer for the corporation, and she had been with Westside Schools for 24 years. Of all the experience and memories, her favorite moment was attending the 2009 state football championship game and being asked to be on the field with the team player. That was a great moment. Austin's associate principal, Tim Slaughter, said the following about Patty: Mrs. Vaugus and I became part of the Red Devils team at the same time. I really enjoyed my years working with Patty. She is competent, conscientious, and always had a pleasant word for everyone who ventured into the office. She has played an important role in the success of our athletic teams over the years, and I hope she has a wonderful retirement. In West Lafayette High School, Junior Senior High School Secretary at West, they said, working with Mrs. Vaugus for the past 24 years has been a pure pleasure. I consider her a great friend and work buddy. Her diligence in her position makes my work so much easier. We have been lucky to have Mrs. Vaugus for 24 years in her position, safeguarding our expenses and benefiting from her expertise in the athletic department. I wish her the best, and that's the next chapter of her life, and on behalf of the board, Patty, we thank you. You're a living legend, certainly for all the work you've done, dedication to the athletics program for all the years.
Virgin from God, which which I never knew, and also wrote through columns. And as a person who loves music, I was interested in that because Colleen and I were great friends through school. She and I were Purdue ads and had to run for Miss Purdue, believe it or not. But Colleen came back, and Doug Gary is a musician, also in Nashville, Tennessee. So it was really a wonderful advantage being able to see all of these wonderful Purdue graduates as well as West Lafayette graduates for sure, and their accomplishments through school. It really is exhilarating. And I have to tell you that the teachers who have retired here, I want to thank you so much for your service, and thank Rocky for being so supportive of all of you. And I want to tell you, I was in class with Tim Slaughter. I thought I was going to be a principal. Right, Tim? But Dr. Iyer said to choose. You're either going to be a principal or you're going to stay in the legislature. That was a tough decision. But I made that decision. Hopefully it was the right one. I'm serving on the interim study education committee this summer. We're meeting August 22nd. In case you want to write something in and have a little say, or if you want to come and see us. And thank you for Dr. Killian and school board having this meeting September 19th. We will be there for sure. To have input and be listening to what you're saying. But I wanted you to know about the August 22nd meeting because the first one had been canceled. And now it's August 22nd at the State House. I also want to thank many of you for your wonderful teaching. When I had two grandchildren taking 3 years of German because of Erstut, I couldn't believe it. And Randy, I told them to take Spanish, I have to be honest with you. Because I thought they'd use it, but they wouldn't do it. They wanted to teach. They wanted to be their student and know the teacher and enjoy his classes so much. Also, I have to tell you, coming, Dr. Taggart, coming from your beautiful kitchen, I had a coach girls during the home. And he said, I have to repeat this because coaches aren't known to say beautiful things about kids. Right, Ron?
I've never had that experience.
See, I'm very proud because Ron was my cadet teacher in sixth grade of high school. I know he's terrible hearing me say that. But I'm very proud of him as a principal in West Lafayette. Anyone that we have as a cadet teacher that ends up with Ron, we're very proud of and have to keep saying that. Right, Ron? And thank you for your service. This coach came up to me. I made notes to who he was, toured the school, and said, I just want to tell you, every time I see your grandchild Nolan, that big smile, as a football coach, I just want to hug him. Can you think the coach said that? I just love that. And it meant so much to me to have a coach say that positive statement about a young man that's playing. Many of you know Nolan, we've had him in class. He's had two operations on hip bones that were growing incorrectly, and a shoulder operation. And just can't wait to play football. He's already been down to Warren Central. They said he did okay. So I just have to tell you about my experiences. I know I've talked too long, but I want to thank him so much because of these experiences as a former teacher, retired teacher, coming back to ball games and going to wonderful openings at your beautiful schools. It is really heartening to see that, particularly when you feel so sad about how teachers in the state. When I was teaching, I received credit for my master's. master's, not the second one, not the principalship, but the first master's, and then got 30 hours of professional development. So I felt very fortunate that I was getting credit for lifelong learning. I'm hoping that we get back to that, that we can do this for our teachers in this state and really make a difference and give them the dollars that they deserve. I know that we're having hearings throughout the state, but we've heard a lot already. It's time to act, and we thought we were going to do it on the budget committee last year. But it just didn't work out that way, particularly for many schools who dropped with an assessor valuation. You mentioned assessor valuation as well as tax caps. It's been really tough for many of our school corporations. So I'm hoping that we can make a great difference. Senator Alton and I work well together. I do want to say that Chris Campbell's signature is here. Chris did sign all of these. And she had forgotten that she has a colonoscopy tomorrow. So she couldn't come tonight, and she sends her regrets. But I want you to know that her signature is on each and every one of those, and she thanks you for your great service. Thank you, each and every one of you, and we are proud of teachers, and we wish you lots of travel and fun in your retirement. I know some of you will kind of stick around for a while, probably doing things with the school corporation, but we want to thank each and every one of you and congratulate you for your service. 44 years, but all the years of service that you've done is really appreciated. We want you to know that as legislators. And so I will hand this off to you.
Yes, absolutely. I will be brief. However, after listening to this presentation prior to this, I've got to say with great pride, thank you, Rocky Killian, for being Rocky Killian, and for thinking outside the box and not in the cookie cutter system as traditional in Indiana. And I would say, the same thing to the school board for being independent and always thinking outside of the box on behalf of the kids. And to get the number one school corporation in the state, it truly takes not only a great faculty, but the entire community of West Lafayette, the parents, and obviously, most important, the students. So to you all, I say thank you very, very much. I am not a West Lafayette High School graduate, Jeff, born and raised in Lafayette, but I would tell you, and I'm very sincere with this, I am so proud of West Lafayette School Corporation. As proud as any student you have come out of here. You work with me in the State House. I use this school corporation a lot with great pride on what they're doing right in West Lafayette. Having said that, let me just end by approaching you. And I always feel so good when I come to this every year, because I got to admit, when I look at who we're honoring, which is the six of you and this beautiful lady over here, seven total, that I always reflect to my teachers. And I say it often, even at the mic on the Senate floor, I am who I am today, good or bad, because of my faith in my parents and my coaches and the teachers that cared about this kid from South 4th Street. I will never forget them, and I will never forget their names and what they did for me. And I cannot think of another occupation anywhere that you have affected the lives in a positive way of so many that will make tomorrow better than today in our community, in our country, and obviously our world. And that's because of you, the teacher. So God bless you, and thank you very much. Congratulations on your second life coming up, right? Thank you again.
All right, now
now we get to eat.
We have refreshments, and we get to see the beautiful kitchen. I believe we're going in there, correct? So we will open up the doors, and Mr. Karpik, I will turn it over to you to officially adjourn, and we will have a nice reception. Any words, Mr. Karpik?
One thing I do hope is adjourn the meeting. I'll take a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schott. All in favor, please say aye.
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 The motion does carry, and we are adjourned. Thank you all.